Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. I'm joined by my co-host. That would be Jimbo Baggins, who is also going to give you a one-card angel reading a little later. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to give you a reading for Collins, and maybe we'll also be able to take some of you that are joining us on the Facebook live streaming that we're
doing. Be able to do messenger calls, too.
Oh, we will. Isn't that nice? All right.
Well, I'm going to do except for Monday.
I want to welcome our Facebookers. They are on the Psychic Love Doctor show page on Facebook. We are live streaming there, so anybody is welcome to join us. You can see us in action. Secondly, of course, to you blog talkers, you know what? Without you, we really wouldn't have a show. So we're very grateful to all of you, especially on the eve of Thanksgiving for the United States, which is what this is. So, right? Yeah.
This is the United States, and this is the eve of Thanksgiving.
And if there are Americans around the world, it's your Thanksgiving, too. But you know what? It doesn't hurt to be thankful every day. Really, it doesn't, especially in the wake of all of these shootings. Oh, my goodness, we had one in our area last night, just absolutely heartbreaking at Walmart. You may have read about it or seen it in the news. So I'm going to remind everybody, I'm using ordinary playing cards as the focal point for intuitive perception during the show. So the only other tools we'll be using are the ones that I call choice and change. And they're very dynamic tools, as we will demonstrate as we continue the show. Now I'm going to turn things over to Mr. Baggins, who is
already
going
here
to help you out.
I want to remind everybody this show is for informational and entertainment purposes only. That is our opening disclaimer. If you're international caller or Facebook Live viewer, let us know and we'll give you a live international shout out like we're going to give to Helen from the UK.
Helen, glad to have you with us.
All right. Primarily a call-in show, so let's talk that half first. 515-602-9676, that's the number to call in. When you call in, you'll hear some automated stuff telling you, hey, listen to the show while you wait. And if you hear the show, it's all working as it should be. But when we eventually will take your call and go live, please do the following if you legally and safely can. Get off speakerphone. Get off Bluetooth connection devices. Turn down all your background noises. Stop multitasking. You know, all that stuff you do when you're on hold. Okay? Wipe it all out. If you're in your own casa, hopefully you are. I mean, not always, but I'm saying if you are, then you know the best place in your house where it's quiet but has good cell phone reception. You can just sit down and chill and not bounce around. And the reason we tell you all these things is your call goes through the cell phone towers, as always, and it goes through the Blog Talk website, comes to our computers, comes out our speakers, and there's a degradation of sound quality, which can make it rough communication. So if you can anything you can improve on your end, it's going to make everything go great, and it actually might help you reading out if we don't hear something right. So to name it that tune. All right, the other way that folks can call would be Facebook Messenger. We will open the floor to that. Don't just start calling on your own. No. Wait till we say something because it doesn't have a nice, cool, automated hold system. So we'd have to hang up on you if you dial when we're not ready. So don't do it. We will turn to you, folks. You must be friends with Deborah Lee on Facebook because that's who you're going to message. You're not going to message the Psychic Love Doctor show, just to let you know. And also, either way, at the conclusion of the reading with Deborah, I will be giving you a single angel card reading before we move on to the next callers. So when you hear the harp, please don't start firing questions off and trying to drag it out. We really are doing it because we got to move on. That's really what it is, the harp thing.
And remember, everybody, essentially, these shows that we do, of course, they're all free. We just want to be able to offer these readings to those who possibly can't, arrange one through me.
For whatever reason, right?
Yeah, times are hard. So I want you all to be able to access personal prophecy readings, even if you call every single night.
And some people aren't necessarily broke, but they have a budget and they don't stray from it. They say, well, I could do that, but that's not my budget. No, some people are very strict about their budgets. So we offer this free reading. But if you really want that attention where there's no guy with a harp there trying to kick you to the curb for another caller, go to psychiclovedoctor.com and arrange for a private reading. That is
right.
You and her for whatever time you wanted and as many questions and layouts as you'd like. So I believe it is time to take the first caller. We're going to go to 520, which I believe is in Arizona. 520.
Arizona, welcome to the show.
Welcome.
Good to have you with us.
Always get, so Lisa, and I guess so lucky, thank you. I just wanted to ask you, Deborah, please, thank you for taking my call, but do you see any money coming in from the passing of my significant other? Do you see anything, any money coming in from that end?
As in, say, a will or
or just something out there that
anything.
You don't know about?
Bottle caps, cigarette butts, you know.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
Baseball, you're funny.
Baseball card collection.
Jim has one he's kept for 30 years.
Hockey.
Baseball card.
I'm not going to limit it.
You betcha.
Hey, I agree with you. Wide open, anything. Think outside the box. Yep, absolutely. How long has it been since the significant other passing?
Good question.
Oh, I don't know, a few days. You know, it's been... But things...
A few days? I thought it was longer than that. A few days?
Yeah.
Well...
I was just wondering if you saw anything in the cards, like anything coming my way.
Okay, well, that's a good question.
Did he promise anything?
Or I think she's thinking outside the box.
We had some discussions, and they're not, I mean, you know, it's not like he... You know, everything on that end, on the discussions, is fine. It's fine. I just wondered if you saw anything, like any surprises in a good way.
Oh,
good question.
One thing I'll let everybody out there know is sometimes if we never see the paperwork, as in my mother's case, she gave up her job to stay home and caretake her husband, second husband, who was passing away from real bad case of cancer. He promised her he was a good man, but he promised her that he had a great big insurance policy for her.
Oh, no, we didn't talk like that. That's not, I'm sorry that happened to you, Ron. No.
Well, she should have, and she knows now, while he was still lucid,
she should have had
him sign something.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because it never happened, is what she's saying.
Your late partner, does your late partner have a brother or somebody else that is kin close to him in family?
No, that I don't know, because his brother passed and his sister passed and his parents passed. But as far as, you know, like cousins or whatever, you know, I have no clue. I don't know.
Well, your cards are showing that if you were to get the details, and it involves a man, and I'm wondering who the executor was of the estate, if you even know, it would make you very angry, because I think the money was misappropriated, actually, to tell you the truth. Whatever there was, is not coming your way. It looks.
You know, that's what you wanted to know.
Yeah.
Good or bad, we apologize for that. But it's not good news. It can't always be.
No, and it can't. So that's what I'm seeing is that, no, unfortunately. But you do have the house, or was that always your house?
Yeah, there's no problem there. I just asked that question as a, it's just kind of a frolic kind
yeah.
of question. It's not.
It's kind of like a Hail Mary.
It's not, I'm sorry that your mom. I'm really sorry about that
Thank
for your
you.
Mom. Right?
Yeah, well.
I, you know,
yeah. Well, anyway,
so,
if he had stocks, bonds, anything like that, these all should have been retrievable by you, certainly.
Here's one of there's something really bizarre out there that nobody even thought about that might be showing up on her doorstep.
Right, and frankly, right now I'm not seeing it.
Okay.
I wish I did. So,
okay.
I'm,
okay, that's
yeah.
good enough.
Yeah,
no, that's good enough. That's...
Do you
I'll let you do
All righty. This is Michael. You are safe. Archangel Michael, I am protecting you against lower energies, guarding you, your loved ones, and home.
That's always good
yep.
to know.
That
he's,
is,
on,
yeah.
he's on the watch.
Yeah.
yeah.
Nothing like having a mighty archangel on your side.
With a big sword.
No,
yeah.
No kidding.
Well, awesome. Hey, thank you for being the first caller and holding. We appreciate
yeah.
your patience.
Do you have plans for a Thanksgiving?
Oh, big. Yeah, big. Yeah.
Okay, well.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad.
I guess your day is going to be a big day.
Yeah. But it's okay.
Oh, you
yeah,
know what it is.
That's always the thing, isn't it?
Kind of like birthing a baby. Because after, you don't really remember the pain.
We got all the hard work going into the day, and then you have the hard work afterwards when you got a kitchen full of dishes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it's okay. It's okay. Yeah.
Well, I hope you have a wonderful time.
Yeah, it is what it is, you know. Yep,
and
we
you,
agree.
You too. I hope you... Do you have big plans?
Actually, we're just going out to a place here that's had a huge Thanksgiving buffet. All the children are scattered across the country. So we really don't have.
Well,
yeah.
It's nothing to be feel sad about, Deb. This is a cool place. It's a seafood buffet, plus the turkey is going to be thrown in.
It's like the size of it's like 3 football fields.
Oh, it's giant.
Yeah, it's a huge place.
With a big sports bar, lots of TVs for football.
Oh, wow.
But I'll tell you
How great.
Family gatherings were always my big thing. Sunday dinner here with me.
Oh,
all the holidays, and now they're all grown and on their own. So, you know, I miss that.
Oh,
you know,
you probably were. Yeah, you probably had great dinners.
We
yeah.
really did. And now it's kind of like bittersweet.
Yeah, when the little birds leave the nest, what are you going to do, Deb?
Well, the thing is, when they're little, it's like you can't wait for them to grow up. And then when they grow up, you're like, aw. Oh, you know,
yeah.
you miss your baby.
Well, you know what they say, life's the bitch.
And then, yeah.
Well, you know, we had an invitation for a big dinner, a big Thanksgiving dinner with lots of good people, but I turned it down because I'm afraid of COVID, and they meet indoors. So I turned that down, so I'm going to have my own little thing with my grandson, which will be fun because we're going to build gingerbread houses. And then there's an event that we are going to where we're going to do some tree lighting in the morning.
No,
and
that
so,
awesome.
Yeah, that's cool. That's very cool. And
mm-hmm.
not only COVID, just regular nasty flu.
Yeah, there's a
lot
too. Of flu out
Even,
there.
There's a lot of flu. It's pretty jacked up.
And I got all my shots, but I don't want to expose my grandson, and I didn't want to take a chance either. So.
Sure.
No, absolutely
yeah.
not. Yep. All right. Well,
well
great.
You well, have a wonderful day. Now, we're going to be on tomorrow
yeah,
night.
Yeah, we're going to do a Thanksgiving evening edition. You might be busy running around doing stuff. We understand, but just to let everybody else know.
Yes. If you're not, please check
oh,
in
fun.
With us. We'd love that.
Yeah, fun
Thank
time.
You. You're so welcome. All right. Take care.
Oh, we also have who showed up, Laura from Canada.
Laura. Yeah, we were going to discuss. And I think we forgot last night.
I don't think we forgot. I think if she rolled in a little later than normal, maybe. Is that what it was?
Well, I thought
or she
we
didn't
were
going to
talk about
in.
How people say they're getting put in Facebook jail.
We were
know.
Talking about that.
Yeah.
We will.
And you said we should have
we
should we
will,
broke
about
that.
The halfway point.
Oh, okay.
When everybody's, we've got a lot of full audience here. And Helen said she had a flu recently, couldn't get out of bed for a week.
Oh, my God.
So, and I did open the messenger floor. I typed it in, but I'll verbalize it now in case somebody's not looking at their screen.
It's for now?
Yeah, for a little 30-second window. We'll do another one, too, if people can't message.
Oh, Helen, I hope you're better.
Yeah, that's yucky, yucky poo-poo.
And this is the time for it.
I'll talk like a toddler. Yes, indeed. Don't worry, folks that are on hold. We have plenty of show. We're going to get to you. It's that we're going to, we bounce back and forth. You've seen the messenger, folks.
Uh-oh, somebody's coming
there
through.
There she is, Laura, and we will talk about that after her reading before she's still here.
Hello there, Laura.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
We're good. We're actually doing real good.
Yep, knock on wood.
How's good. Your bronchitis?
I still got it.
That's
3 weeks.
Oh, whoops. Gosh. You know, and I bet...
Oh, there, we're on...
I bet the first thing they say to you is, stop smoking, you know.
I know. I'm going to get patches tomorrow.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Well, you'll have to keep us posted on how that works.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
We are only a happy hour smoker.
They only smoke when having some cocktails.
That's
or it's even allowed to smoke. You can't do it in public anywhere, really. So.
And I don't like to be around it if I'm not drinking.
Right.
So,
anyway,
tell us, what brings you to the show?
I want to know, BC, how my settlement's coming along.
Yes. All right. Now, one of our other regulars who's had a long case, hers is finally going to be coming through.
That,
so,
hers is longer, though.
Yes,
it?
Yours has been longer.
Yours is like 6 years, right?
Yep.
Yep. Pretty soon you're going to start losing count at this rate. Good Lord.
Well, I just got in all the doctor's reports finally.
Good.
Yeah,
well, not so
good.
They diagnosed me with brain injury from the car accident.
Oh, my gosh.
I've been being tested for MS for the last 5 years because they thought I had MS, but it's brain injury.
Well, is there any recourse for you on that? Legally?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's a whole different question mark.
Wow. Well, I guess sometimes we better just thank God we're still alive.
It's very common amongst athletes, they're finding.
And boy, what we had happen here last night was such a big shock in a Walmart filled with Thanksgiving shoppers. You know, and
that was horrible.
It's a guy that worked there for like 10 years. Yeah, it is, you know.
What are you going to do? Jackwads are all over the place.
They certainly are.
They hide. Can you do? All right, Deb, what do you got?
I say it's coming. I know, hon, I've been saying that for months.
Is it breathing?
But it's breathing very hard.
All righty.
So I do think you're going to be rewarded. It's going to be after the first of the year. Is what I believe. You know, this is the time when a lot of people that work in different, you know, factions or different industries, they go on vacation. And, you know, there's a lot of time off. But I think after the first of the year and soon within that things will definitely start popping for you to have your money. I'm not seeing it actually in your hand as yet. But as it gets closer, we will see that, and I'll say, by God, look at Jim. It's coming. It's right around the corner.
It's got to be.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean.
That would be nice.
Yes, wouldn't it?
It's got to be hard to even fathom after this long.
Yeah.
I would be so negative, you know, even though I hate to say that. I would be. 6 years, I'd be like, ah, crap, it's never going to happen.
Is it run by your government?
Well, it's independent. Car insurance. It's the only place we can get car insurance from in NBC.
Wow. Well, they're independent, all right. You know, I want to be very sarcastic here and say they're so independent. They're making interest off of what you're due. If you think about it, right.
Well, right, yeah. The longer they drag their feet, right, and they should have to pay them. But
why? I questioned last night, why don't we all have politicians that are actually working for us commoners? Well, they're bringing what? Go ahead.
No, I'm just laughing.
Yeah.
Yeah, cause, well, that's because
that would be nice.
That is Fantasy Island.
Well, it is. But my God, somebody out there's got to have a conscience.
Well, yeah, it's nobody can achieve because you have to have so many backroom deals and you almost got to be a jackwad to get into a position of political power.
Like
that
the pork stuff.
No, I'm just saying in general, these guys got to make so many nasty behind the scenes deals to get any kind of power. They lose it by the time they get into that position. They've lost touch with the people.
Okay.
Even though they pretend to be in touch with them.
Since I found out that I've got brain injury now, I revoked on my 160.
I don't know what that is.
What is that?
I told him 160,000.
Oh.
I took that off the table. I want more.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, that's a whole different, that's a life changer. That is a big bang. Yep, absolutely.
Wow, hon, I want to see you get everything.
Yeah, I mean, the brain can't be healed with those kind of injuries.
Nope.
All right.
What do we got there, Jim?
All right, and also, do not hang up after even the angel card reading.
Oh, we wanted to talk for a minute.
She brought something up, and we want to talk to the whole community out there. All right, first of all, your subject is comfort. Archangel Azrael, I am with you in your time of need, helping your heart to heal.
Probably well, good. Can't hurt to have a few angels on your side.
All right, let's talk about this Facebook thing. I want to let people know out here what I watch because I have like moderator powers. I don't know whatever the hell you want to call it when I'm watching Facebook. But once in a while, they've obviously got some automated stuff out there, and it happens every once in a while. Somebody types something, and who knows what the hell it is, but they've got some kind of – it's not a human in there doing it. There's some kind of automatic Facebook thing where they'll hide the comment. And I look at it, and I'm like, there's nothing bad there, and I unhide it. But apparently when that comment gets hidden, something's getting reported to Facebook. And we have no control over that.
Did you hide something?
No, I unhide it. I unhide it. I've never hide anything anybody says here.
I didn't even swear.
Yeah, no, it's very rarely swearing. I don't even know what kind of software they got in place. It's happened to Mike before, and then he'd come back to us the next show and goes, why'd you guys ban me? I was like, I didn't ban anybody. I've never banned anybody except those guys that come in the scammer. Inbox me for a great reading. Those guys I ban. But everybody else, I don't even hide anybody's comments.
I have to tell you.
I'm into free speech. I'm not hiding shit for comments.
I passed on a meme from my Deborah Lee to the show page. And that it actually misquoted. Who the author of
it was the wrong person was the quote. The quote itself was valid and it was inspirational and nice.
I was banned. In fact, I've only recently been off of whatever you call it.
That was like what, almost a year?
Almost a year. And there's plenty to contact.
It wasn't a full jail, but it was like a super duper probation where you couldn't do much at all.
Yep. I couldn't
post. Do you want me to tell you what I said?
What you said?
Sure.
Yeah.
You can't get in trouble here verbally.
When that lady was talking that her ex took her dog yesterday, I said I would kill anyone who tried to take my babies.
Yeah, and they it's the word kill.
Yep.
And they whoever I think they have some automatic they have some keywords they must have automatic keywords. You look at there's nothing happening.
I was just reading.
They have some keywords software in there because I've seen it comes up in Phantom when I see it. And I have the option to unhide it. I unhide it. As soon as I see anything in Phantom, I read it. It's like, I'm unhiding. I unhit it. I unhit it so everybody can see it.
Oh, my gosh.
But apparently when that happens, that little report's going to some Nazi somewhere, some Facebook Nazi. And I think it's happened.
And it was exactly 24 hours to the minute that I was restricted. I couldn't even like anything.
And nobody, it was not a human, no human watching it, they have an automated thing out there.
It's like on the telephone, if you use certain words, like for us, the CIA is going to come and knock in, or the FBI.
Yeah, and I put something on Facebook as a stories one time, now I don't put anything controversial, I can't even talk like I feel half the time on Facebook.
Yeah.
But I put out there, somebody was showing some kind of news story, and I said, hey, anybody breaks in, I'm going to shoot first, kill him, and then ask questions later. No, I got put in jail for like 3 days.
So much for freedom of speech.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
isn't that funny?
I think it's dead now.
It's hilarious. Freedom of speech, as long as we're okay with what you say. Oh, yeah, that's my kind of freedom.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Sieg Heil! Back to the Nazi world.
Well, you just keep having faith there, Meyer. You're gonna,
I do.
Yep, you're going to come in, you know, to your, what's your do? Your do this. So you get.
All right, thank you.
Well,
take care, you guys.
Yeah, good
thank
luck.
Thank you so much.
Good luck to you on your 6 years forever endeavor. I feel for you.
And if you're available, if you're around tomorrow evening, we'll be here too.
We will do a Thursday
show. Oh, I will be.
Okay, good.
Awesomeness.
We love hearing from you.
All right. Love you guys.
Okay,
right,
love you
care.
Too. Bye-bye now.
What?
All right, Facebook folks, we're going back to the lines, but we will go back to Messenger again. We got to do a couple more calls. It's early. It's not even halfway through the show, everybody. Chill. Got to go back to the phones. And suppose we shall go.
I think a lot of people are cooking.
Yeah, we've had a lot of callers coming
partying.
And going. We've had a lot of callers come and drop. Yeah. So, you know how it is. All right. We shall go to area code 678 down in the Peach State of Georgia. 678,
Georgia.
Welcome to the show.
Hi. Welcome to the show. And
hello.
And this, who are you?
My name is Sonia.
Hi, Sonia. You've called us before, I believe.
I believe so.
I think so. I'm not sure.
Sonia.
Yes, I think it's been quite a while.
It could have been a while or somebody else.
Well, we're glad to have you.
Yes, indeed.
So tell us what is your situation and the question. You can have up to two questions at the start.
My first question, I'm going to be going to court soon. I had this guy arrested, and I want to know, what do you see for that?
Well, we have to put up our disclaimer.
We do,
here.
And if you have another question, ask it now, please.
Yeah, put your other one in there.
Okay, and my other question is, my husband and I just got back together. We've been separated for about 8 months, but we decided that we're going to try to work it out. Do you see us pulling back together?
Oh, good for you.
That's a very good question, and I was busy doing some Facebook stuff. I only caught a little bit of the first question.
She had a man arrested.
Yep.
And I don't remember what the first question was. What was your question, if you could repeat it?
Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah.
I had someone arrested on my job for fondling me.
Oh, so serious stuff. Okay, do you want to know what's going to happen with that? Is that basically what you're looking to
from
find
the court?
Out?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Now, I will give the disclaimer. Deb can do the cards.
Well,
I was going to
explain. There's a thing about court that sometimes it looks like gambling in the cards. Gambling, there's so many, what do we call them? Variables.
So many people that have a lot of power making things happen. So sometimes the court things, the court things might not be clear and they could change within a moment's notice.
So in gambling, my odd or my average is 65%.
I thought it was worse.
I'm right 65% of the time.
That's
on guessing the outcomes of basketball, football, hockey.
That isn't bad.
but it's not that good either.
You'd make money if you had a lot to start with.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's not get into
that.
So
we're going to take a look, and I'm just going to give you my opinion from what I see.
Yeah, for the folks out there that are new or don't call in much, we are not experts in a lot of fields, legal, medical, anything out there. We're not professional engineers of any type. We're not HVAC experts. So bottom line, we've got to have a disclaimer. When we do a reading on something that is very professional, we can't be held to accountability on it. She's given an intuitive look in, and like she said, especially in the legal world, so many things are going on. You got so many lawyers and judges and all this stuff with all this different power stuff
it
going on.
It can be a crapshoot.
It can change from minute to minute even, literally.
But, Sonia, I want to say to you, and I bet you a lot of listeners will agree, good for you for standing up for yourself and not letting somebody, you know, what would be the word, like inappropriately put their hands on you. Mm-mm. Some people would be scared to lose their job, you know, or blah, blah, blah. But I honor you and give you a lot of credit. That takes guts. And personally, I'm going to say right now, your case is leaning toward you winning.
Okay? Toward that person getting prosecuted as they should.
Yeah.
Because it's not like she's suing, but that person needs to get punished. And it's leaning like they're not going to be able to find a way to, right now, to skate out of that.
Are you asking for any damages?
No, this is illegal, I think.
Yes. I sued my employer and the homeowner.
And
I'm suing them.
You are suing them, so that...
Well, hon, yes. I want to tell you, that looks really good for you. There's going to be a settlement. I honestly will risk my career on that. I see it front and center. And you deserve it. So I hope that you're going to come back and let us know how things went.
And that's question one.
Yeah, question one. And now about you and the hubster, right?
Yes.
Okay. It's going to be important that you both stay on new ground, because I see here a small potential for things to just slide right back where they used to be. And it's going to come through you both making a commitment to this is our new start. I even have little symbolic things that people have often done to great success. And one of them is if you have a beach or a place where there's sand, they draw a line in the sand and they do ceremoniously say, once we step over this line, everything that came before no longer exists. And we cannot discuss it or chew old bones anymore. Another thing that I've had them do, or you could use a piece of chalk on a sidewalk or just have an imaginary line. Another thing people have done when a relationship really went bad is they would like go, say, to a thrift store and pick up a male doll and a female doll, and these are your old selves. And then you go like into the woods or maybe your garden or, you know, out by the beach somewhere where you can dig a little hole and say, these two people that we used to be no longer exist, and bury them, and then you can start over. So I definitely feel if the two of you really keep your lines of communication open, set boundaries if you need them. You know, I'm not picking up on what the exact problems were, but I feel like you both have to work at this. But there's a lot of love here.
Well, I mean, there has to be obviously something if after 8 months they decided to give it another shot. You wouldn't do that if there was nothing worth saving. Nobody would put that investment in.
I think that's very true.
Right. I mean, because obviously, I mean, especially when you've already it got to the point where you said, we got to separate. And then 8 months later you say, all right, we got to give it another shot. There's obviously a lot going on there to do that get back together thing. Most people don't do that get back together thing. You know that.
No, they just keep going forward.
They just say, we gotta go. Yep.
So I think that's awesome that you two are trying to do that, and it looks like it will be successful.
That's good.
Yeah.
And okay. I don't have cards. But even if it wasn't successful, you can at least let your heart should feel know that, well, I tried, so now I will never wonder. Some people wonder, what if? Well, that what if would gone, even if you guys don't succeed. It sounds like you're going to, and that's cool, but like for other people out there thinking of doing the same thing, it's like, you know what? If you're thinking of it, do it. Then you'll know that you can never wonder when you're 80 years old, what would have happened if
exactly.
I would have tried again?
Exactly.
Yep. All right. Real quick.
Okay, hold on,
Sonia. Angel card reading. Yeah. Comfort. Archangel Azrael, I am with you in your time of need, helping your heart to heal.
Wonderful.
Wunderbar.
Yeah, so I hope you and your family have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Absolutely, and
tomorrow.
Thank you for holding. You held for a long time. We appreciate that.
Yes. And we'll be here tomorrow night if you'd like to
give
us another call.
You know, yeah, you probably don't know because you're a very infrequent caller. You are welcome to call. We do a lot of shows don't feel like you can't call every show. You can, and we have people that do.
Yes, we do. Every show.
It's only once per show.
And we don't mind at all. We like it.
No, it's cool to have regulars because, you know what, the readings, they get really good after a while. They're not vague.
Right, because I've built a spiritual connection.
And you start learning more about what's going on in their lives.
Exactly.
And so when you do the cards, you can see these things more clearly. Yes.
Well, good luck to you.
Yes.
And
thank you so much.
Yes.
Sure, happy
welcome.
Thanksgiving, and I hope that you're reunited. Works out good for you.
Oh, yes. Holiday season, too.
Holiday rule.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
Lindsay Buckingham for
you're
you there.
Welcome.
All right, thank you. All right, real quick, we're going to take another caller. Facebook folks. First of all, international shout-out to Mike.
Mike!
Real quick. I think Mike missed our little talk about.
Yeah, why is he just now?
I think he just rolled in. Hey, Mike, we talked because it happened to Laura in Canada got banned. And we talked about how, from what we see, there's an auto ban thing going on. There's keywords that they're triggering on, even when you're just typing comments. And I've noticed, because it happened to you and you thought we banned you, what's happening is if you type something they don't like, there's no human doing it, it hides your comment. And I automatically unhide it because I'm not into this, you know, filtering freedom of speech. But apparently when that happens, some little message goes to some Nazi somewhere in Facebook and they pretty much put you in jail because Laura got put in jail just for saying she would kill somebody that stole her dog. That's what she said. And I know what? I don't want to say what. I might do that too. I don't want to go to jail either, verbally even. But yeah. All right. He's pretty excited for the World Cup. It is cool. I just they actually put the World Cup into hell.
What does that mean?
That's actually, if there was ever a location on this planet that you could say, hey, I bet that's exactly like hell would be.
Where is it?
Qatar.
Oh, my God.
Where the temperatures.
It's like 1,000 degrees.
Yeah. There's probably, the devil's running around with a pitchfork. They're going, you know, oh, yeah. They don't even have the accommodations for all the people rolling in. It's proof that the World Cup is very crooked, that people are paying people off to pick these locations because there's nobody in their right mind would ever pick that place to have a World Cup unless the price is right. All right.
Yeah.
Like I said, Facebook folks. Oh, yeah, he agrees. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. He agrees with the algorithm things. Yeah, that's what they're using, the algorithm things. Because free speech, that's been flushed down the toilet now. There is no such thing on the Facebook.
And I guess you probably have to be aware of words like kill, shooter.
Stabbing, all that
terrorist.
Stuff.
Terrorist.
Yeah. You know, they just automatically, it just automatically puts people in Facebook jail. It's like, really? You would think if you're that concerned about those words that some guy might look at it and say, hey, maybe I need to report that to the police. Nope. It just goes to some computer system to put you in jail. So you could actually be talking about doing something really bad. If nobody says anything, they're not going to know. Because they're idiots. All right. Anyway.
You're going to get banned.
Well, thanks. It's harder without typing or if somebody says something here, but... let's see here. Facebook Live, folks. A lot of show left. We're going to go to Messenger, but we've got to take another caller. Because that's what we do. All right. 613. That is actually a neighbor to the north in Canada.
Ottawa
area.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, boy. Hey. We love you Canadian folks.
What's going down? What's up?
Hey, how you guys doing?
And your name, please?
My name is Eric.
Eric.
All right, welcome to the show. What you got cooking? What would you like to know?
Yes. Tell us, since I don't think you've called us before.
I don't know.
We need a few details here so that I can feel familiar as I go into your reading. So care to share?
Sure. I believe I called you guys. Okay.
But a long time ago.
Yeah. I think I called you guys about a year ago.
Oh, yeah.
Woo, that's a long, long time ago.
So what's going on in your life? Are you married, single, you know, that kind of stuff?
Single.
Okay. And?
I'm in the process of creating a business.
Okay.
And
awesome.
Just taking a little longer than I expected.
That's the
economy's
going to
be
probably up there too.
Well, you know,
oh,
you fixed You picked a rough time to be starting
a
business.
Yeah, I would assume that the world is kind of in the same boat.
Very precarious.
So I'm assuming
right now
that the Canadian economy is a little rough, too. Are you in Canada, or is that just where your area code is on your phone?
I'm in Canada.
Okay, you actually physically live there. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Are you calling to ask about your business venture?
Is that what you would like to know?
Two questions, yeah. That one of them is, yeah, about that, yeah.
Yeah, how that's
and
going.
And second.
And the other one is just about, female that, I think we both, like, have a kind of, like, a crush on each other, but you're going to work, and we just have no time. Every time we try to get alone, people always end up coming around or something like that. And I'm just saying,
can you go out on a date?
I don't think they've gotten that point yet.
Oh.
Yeah, we haven't got that. Yeah, you never get a chance to even
right now they're
ask
like
or go that far. And I'm just kind of wondering if this is...
Oh, go ahead. You finish.
The one?
Yeah, just kind of wondering if this is the one or what, or if I should still consider this, if this is the one.
Or is this at least going to... Sometimes it's not the one, but it could still be a good ride on the way. Not mean good ride like that.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be a memorable relationship, even if it doesn't last forever. You know what
but
I mean?
It was really funny how you put that.
Well, it actually could be a good ride too. You know, I'm just saying.
That's bro code, isn't it?
I'm just saying. You don't know. Everybody says, "Well, I know this one's forever."
Well, this is the perfect time of year.
I want to know all these people that sat in front of a minister or some kind of buddy servant and said, "Tell death do us part. I shall never leave sickness, help him." How come there's nothing? If that crap is true, why is the divorce court so damn full? If every time these people, because if you get married, I would assume you know that's the person you're going to live with forever,
you're
right?
You're on a soapbox tonight.
Well, I am now because some people, because I'm on his side a little bit as in, this could develop into something great. It doesn't mean it has to last forever.
Well,
you want it to.
I see what you're saying.
You want it to.
You take your best shot.
You want
and
it
by
to.
The way, January 4th is considered the busiest day in courts for filing divorces. They don't do it during the holidays because they don't want to bring drama to the family.
Is it that number or is it the first Monday after the holidays?
They say
probably.
January 4th
I don't know
is what I've read.
I don't know what the hell that is. Okay,
well,
go ahead.
All right, let's first start with the romantic side to your reading. You and she are going to have to find a way to spend some time alone because there's a real strong attraction here, and it's very passionate, and that needs expression, or it can sizzle, you know, if they just can't find time to...
All right, so you're going for the second question first. That's
cool. I thought it would be good to start with the romance.
Love is in the air.
Oh, it is.
Mm-hmm. It's been going on for a while. Okay, then COVID stopped because we couldn't see each other. Then now we're back, and it's starting to go again. But it's just tough. Like every time we try to talk or whatever, we always end up getting
something that gets
other
there.
People.
In a way.
Yeah.
Do you guys text? Do you do video calls?
Haven't even got that far. Haven't even got that far yet.
Because they're just kind of coexisting, and they think they got a little mutual crush, but they haven't gone to that next step yet.
I think she wants him to
bring it. He feels it, but he just wonders if they're ever actually going to get there because of all the interferences.
Well, she wants you to be her knight in shining armor.
Okay.
And I guess slay dragons on your way to getting to her.
Okay, but he wants to know if he's going to get to her because every time they try to do something happens, other people, something.
Well, it's hard to play footsie when you're at work.
In general, if you are like really people with active professional lives and he's got the business thing going, so that's another thing that we'll be talking about. That's going to be something else that occupies his time.
And it is. And she's thinking, when my perception is she's thinking, this guy is never going to be available.
Isn't that funny, those crushes?
Yeah.
They always think, like, he doesn't even notice me.
Well,
he's so busy, whatever.
She's hot for you. She wants her some Eric. But she feels
I'll find a way.
Yeah, see,
I'll
there you
go.
Well, they say love does find a way. They do say that.
Yes. And if
I'll definitely find a way. I had to call because I was just wondering, like, if this is always happening, is there a reason because of this? If where every time, like, we're getting.
Yep.
Yeah, but if not, then don't worry. I'll find a way.
I think it's adding to the intensity.
Well, and it's a legitimate question because if you got somebody, you think you guys got kind of this little connection thing building, and things keep happening, you begin to wonder if fate is trying to tell you it's not meant to be. That's what he wants to make sure.
And that's what my cards are not saying. But I tell you, once the two of you get in each other's arms and you have that kiss, it's going to be spontaneous combustion, and the building might burn down where you are at. So be careful.
Well, I guess you better make sure that you're...
I mean, we're talking one of the most awesome seductions here ever. So there, you've got that physical draw, and that physical is important. You know, it's a primal dance. It's what keeps the world going round. And
it's what keeps our population growing on this planet beyond scary stages.
And she is lovely. You don't even have to describe her. I see in the card, she is really lovely. So
the first question, business.
Oh, your business, I'll tell you when. Do you have a launch date yet? Or are you already up?
No, I was trying. I was trying to get it done by at least December. Get it started in December because I want to get some of the Christmas sales. Mind you, this online business, this online business, so it's not a brick or mortar or something. So yeah, so I was trying to get it that, but it's like it's just getting a little going a little slower than I'm expecting. You know, like
you
I think I'm getting closer. Mm-hmm.
You are, but I want you to look at the timing more about what the universe is bringing in. Everything has to become reality within its own best time frame, in its own best way. Now, I'm feeling that possibly you're not meant to have it available this quickly.
For the best time ever known to mankind, but, you know, like you said, there's probably some hidden universal meaning and reason.
And people are freaking broke.
Yeah, they're broke,
you know?
But still... The ones that do have the money, they are spending for the holidays, you know.
It is going to take off. I think, though, you're going to maybe limp a little bit in the beginning. And in the retail world, January is a really sucky month.
Sure. Everybody blew their
wallets.
Their wallets are half the empty of.
But you
want everyone's paying off their credit cards.
or they're throwing them in the trash and crying.
But as you're going to gain momentum, and there's a lot of word-of-mouth advertising that you are going to reap profits
from. Those Google and Yelp reviews can make a big difference.
Oh, God, yes.
Especially when you're a new business, they're like, I don't know this. Let me go look at the reviews.
That's what I do.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's like, I never heard of this. Let me go look.
And it's going to become, in its sense, there's a global essence about what you're bringing to the marketplace.
That's a beautiful thing about the internet. The beautiful thing about the internet.
Wow.
Yeah, it's going to be big.
Yes.
Yep.
It's definitely something cutting edge, different from anything out there.
Yes. And, you know, this is true in every, whether you're a writer, a manufacturer, or whatever, a salesman.
Whatever your product may be.
F. Scott Fitzgerald said,
the
cleverly expressed opposite of any generally accepted idea is worth a damn fortune to somebody. So if you're bringing something that has a paradigm shift to it, you're going to really, it's like how Windows got started.
Within reason.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to sell placenta out there or anything like that. Yeah, it's okay to be outside the box, but you can only be so far outside, all right? All right, you know what I'm saying? All right.
The biggest thing is believe in yourself. You know what?
Yeah.
It's a thing for everybody, but you got to
like
do
I
it.
I feel it. I feel it's something good. I feel it's believed. I believe it's like when I meditate, it tells me, you know, to do this thing. And like,
do this.
It's just, going out there and doing it and everything.
But you know what? If you don't risk it, you gain nothing. So,
Yes, indeed.
And I hope you call us more often. I'd love to.
Nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Delve more into your future here. So Jim is going to give you your angel card.
Angel card.
Sure.
Prioritize. Archangel Metatron. Focus on your highest priorities. That will help you get organized and motivated.
There. You got Metatron. Yeah. That is a badass. Archangel.
And if you're at the point with your business where you think the ship has sailed on the holidays, then it might be time to start refocusing on organizing for what your goal would be after the holidays.
Yeah, think of yourself as plowing war, you know, and that's what sales and advertising is.
Sort of, kind of,
strategizing.
It's strategizing, yes, for the ultimate goal, whatever your goal is.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then go out there and kill all the rest.
Then you go out there and you take no prisoners.
Yeah, that's right. So good luck to you, Eric, and please be in touch. All righty?
Yeah, I do a lot of shows. You don't have to be a streamer. Sounds like you're busy, so we understand, but if you got time, call in and keep checking on these things.
Always love it. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you, guys. Right. Thank you, guys, a lot.
You're welcome.
He's up
you're
in the
welcome.
I'm going to shoot my shot.
There you go.
All right, yeah, and go catch a Senators game if you got time.
And
what
you know
hell?
What? Shoot the moon. That's where you go. You just, you know, put it all on one number and you roll with that.
Yeah, I'd probably see if I could catch the Senators play hockey. All right. Go to Canada. All right.
Take care, hon.
All right, folks. We got plenty of show left. Do not fret. We're going to open. Oh, shoot. I cannot say. I'm opening the floor to Messenger folks right now. Quick little window, and then we'll go back to the phone. And Mike did like your hair, he said. Loved your hair, Deb.
Oh, thank you so much there, kind sir.
Yes. There you go.
Luna. Hello, my dear.
Her name is Luna.
Luna. Hello.
Just hi.
Give it a chance.
Well, you've got a nice, cheery smile. How's everything?
Well, my son's doing better.
Awesome.
His asthma's getting better, you know, from where the bronchitis hit him hard. And then he should be out of the boot next week.
Oh, terrific.
Oh, the walking boot. It's got to be torture for a child that wants to run and go nuts.
Oh, yeah.
That's nice. So what brings you to the show?
Yeah, what you got? What do you want to know?
Well, tomorrow is Thanksgiving, and I'm spending it with my chaotic family, so I just want to know if there's any shocks or surprises I should know about.
You know, that is such a crapshoot for a lot of families.
Mine was horrible.
You roll in there with all these, sometimes it's a lot of people, sometimes it's a few amount of people, but you still don't know if the fireworks are going to get set off.
Well, and sometimes, like, there's too many cocktails. My great-grandmother loved her highballs, but the thing is, once she got a little bit cracked, that's when she would be like, you know what? She'd point at somebody and say, I have not forgiven you for what happened in 1965, and I still think you're a son of a bitch. And then it's gloves and sticks on the ice.
Yeah, next thing you know, Jed's a millionaire.
I've seen Christmas trees be fired out the front door.
As long as it's not a turkey, man. We don't want to throw turkey.
No, we don't throw food.
You can't be throwing food out.
Do you have a road trip to make?
I'm leaving tomorrow around 11, and we're just coming back the same night. So my family only lives a couple hours away.
Oh, that's not bad. Hello there, handsome. Oh, he's adorable.
No, he looks physically in great shape.
Yeah.
Which is cool, except for the boot. I'm sure he hates the damn boot. You know what? For being from Minnesota, you know what they're a lot like? Ski boots.
They are.
Yeah.
Ski boots pretty much immobilize your entire foot if you've ever gone skiing a lot.
I never had to wear a boot. I did have to wear a big cast when I was 4 years old. I broke my leg right in half, basically, and I had this cast on from my toes all the way up to my hip.
Oh, my gosh.
I've never had a cast for more than, a few hours. When I broke my wrist, they put one on for, 4 hours. But anyway, I've worn many a ski boot. And you're not going to be running and frolicking in those big boots. And I've seen those walking boots. They're pretty much the same thing, except a little bit lighter and more padded because they want to immobilize the stuff. What do you got?
Well, what I've got is, as long as everybody maintains themselves, stays away from taboo subjects, like, do you have a family that likes to get into political debates?
Not really political, but my family is very religious, and I'm a part of the LGBTQ community.
Oh, that's right.
So I'm And my mom outed me. I told her not to tell my family, but she outed me anyway. So I'm wondering when I get there if they're going to start talking about that subject. And I'm going to bite my tongue for as long as I can. But if it gets too much, I told my mom and said, if they start on stuff like that, I'm leaving.
Yeah, you got a vehicle, right? You're driving yourself.
And you know, that is setting a boundary. And we all need to do more of that. We don't have to sit there and you know, the social ridicule that goes on. Because they may start talking about what happened in Colorado.
Yeah.
Which, you know, that place belonged to those people. Nobody had, any business going in there like that and taking lives. Actually, it looks good for you. I would be surprised if you come back and you say, well, guess what? It happened again. Honestly, it looks very good.
Well, you told your mom, so maybe she kind of passed the word a little bit. So, you know, if you guys want to have a good Thanksgiving, zip it.
For my family, we don't know how to zip it.
Do they like drama?
Yeah, that's when they kind of moved away. And, you know, that's why I get blamed for a lot of stuff that happens, because I'm the one that moved away. I'm the one that broke up the family.
Yeah, isn't that crap?
Yeah, you're the family whipping boy.
Yeah, everybody else just stayed there in the hometown and just put up with everything. And
you know,
like,
what,
you know,
though?
What?
It's, yeah.
Screw that.
Thanksgiving, and you can be grateful for when it's time to leave.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that can't be together, but if they don't want to be thankful, then you can hit the road.
Not only that, I have to run by my dad's sister's house because I don't know if I'm going to be able to come back up Saturday to see my dad. And he told me, he said, well, go ahead and pick up yours and Wyatt's Christmas money at your aunt's house. I said, do I really have to go over there? Because last time I saw her, she ridiculed me because I still wear black and still wear stuff with skulls and stuff like that. I'm like, I done told her I'm going to be wearing black and skulls until the day I die.
Or if you don't, it doesn't matter. It's whatever you want to do.
Yes, you're an adult now. You're not under their thumb anymore.
Do you want to wear freaking bright pink everything? That's your call, too.
Well,
I mean, so I gotta deal with her tomorrow, and I'm gonna be wearing black. I'm gonna be wearing my Megan Christmas shirt. It says "Season's Beatings."
I like it.
Well, you like pushing the envelope too.
Yeah, you know,
and why not? You know,
I'm just basically perfect to them. Y'all ain't changed me. I hate to put it this way, I'm only 28, but I say I'm old and set in my ways.
Well, you betcha. All right, James.
All right, angel card reading. Subject is sensitivity. Archangel Hanael. She has a harp. Real nice. Anyway, you're extra sensitive to energies and emotions right now. Honor yourself and your feelings. Sounds like that's exactly what you're doing tomorrow.
Yep. Is
Damien going with you?
He's still on the fence. Like, he has his own family to go to.
It's always tough.
I basically told him, like, 2 years ago, like, we went to every one of your family's holidays. I said, it's my turn to go to mine. And he's been going by himself. He hasn't been going with me. Partially because he knows how my family is. And partially because he's a mama's boy.
Oh.
Well, you
know. To put it bluntly.
But just think, someday in the future, you'll be able to be the hostess of your own Thanksgiving or Christmas.
The hostess with the mostess.
I don't want that responsibility of all
I think a lot of people don't want it, but it falls in their lap.
Call DoorDash. They'll deliver a catered meal.
That's, I don't think you're getting much delivering on Thanksgiving. I don't know.
All right.
Notifications saying it was very busy and they were offering peak pay.
Really?
So it wouldn't surprise me.
Oh, I betcha. There'll be places that will be delivering.
Oh, people with emergencies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank y'all. And y'all have a happy Thanksgiving.
Yep.
And
when you get a chance, come back and fill
it. I'm going to show tomorrow, babe, but you might not
get
back.
She'll be traveling, probably.
I'll be driving home.
We'll be here on normal Friday, too, though.
Yes, we will.
Yeah, we're
Happy
and Saturday and Sunday. You know.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. Please have a safe trip and stay well.
And good luck.
Yep. Good luck to you all. Take care.
Thanks,
well.
Bye.
Bye-bye, hon. She's so darling.
All right, we're rolling back to the phone lines. We're going area code 773, Chicago, I believe, area of Illinois. Bring it on, Illinois.
It is. Welcome to the show.
For you.
And who are we speaking to?
Oh, it's Nan. How are you doing?
Hi, Nan. Well, we're doing great, actually.
Wunderbar. Yeah.
We're not cooking tomorrow. We're going out for a big...
Well, aren't you party animals?
It's like a huge Thanksgiving buffet. Well, we are.
Oh, how fun.
I don't have... My kids are all over the country now. They have their own families.
Yeah.
And flying is outrageously priced.
And this place.
Yeah.
All right, Nan, what can we do for you?
Now.
How about, let's see, tomorrow I have to go hang out with family. What do you, do you see any drama there?
Do you have to wear battle gear when you go?
You anticipate it?
Yes, I do.
Okay, well, at least you anticipate it. What is the dynamics? Your side, somebody else's side? What are the dynamics of this war?
Pot stirrers.
Well, It's kind of ridiculous. It's more like my sister is still competitive and my mom is just kind of, I don't know, a lot of judgment.
Yeah, well, you know what? The first thing you said was it's ridiculous because you know what? On 99% of these things, it's always ridiculous that people cling to these stupid things during the family events, especially.
There's a lot.
Totally ridiculous.
Strange vibes at these gatherings that I'm picking up in the cards.
Oh, for her. Okay, good. Right.
Yeah, for her.
Oh, for me?
Yeah, round tooth. I mean, it seems like there's always something that it's like a Murphy's Law.
Well, she says she's got some things with the sister and her mom, you know, some dynamics that are not always, they're just not nice.
Yeah, well, your sister's very jealous of you. It's very plain in your cards. And sometimes doesn't that make you want to laugh sometimes?
Maybe she didn't
like,
realize.
Yeah. What have I got that makes her jealous of me? Well, it probably goes all the way back to when you were a little girl.
And only she would know. The other parents are why. Or sometimes they don't even know why they're being
bitches. Why they feel that way.
Yeah. And I did say bitches. So.
Well, right.
It's not Monday's show. I can swear.
No,
there
I think
you
you're going to
I think she had a question. Did you have a question?
Yes, she asked.
Another one, I thought.
Oh, do you have another one?
Am I ever going to catch up at work?
Second one, work.
Oh.
So your work has got you swamped?
Hello?
You are very swamped at work? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, all right, and
well,
I want to know if she's going to catch up.
There's the catch-22, actually, here. It's that the more competent that you are, the more gets put on you for responsibility. And it ends up not raining, but pouring.
That does happen
a
lot in every job, all the jobs I've been in.
Well, yeah, they're like, well... Nan can handle it. Give it to Nan.
Yeah, and also sometimes what I've done to make myself accept that it's okay is like, well, I'd rather be super busy than have nothing on my plate and worried about my job because there's nothing wrong.
Yep.
So that's how I talk myself out of that being okay, being swamped.
You are going to catch
up.
You'll catch up.
But to answer your question, she sees you actually do gaining ground.
Yes, but it is a matter of them actually taking advantage of you. So maybe you should suggest that you need an assistant or something, you know, so you're not the one buried under everything.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Well, I stole it from the lady that does a help column in the newspaper.
Oh, really?
Amy. She has somebody with this very same problem wrote in. And she said, go to, you know, your higher up and tell them, hey, this is a lot, and I really could use an assistant.
And that depends on the size of the business.
Yeah.
So some places don't.
Yeah.
Some places are small and they say, assistant, what are you talking about? You know,
well,
we don't have other people. You know, it depends on the size of the business.
But you'll get ahead of it. You really will. It's just not going to be the most pleasant experience.
And that's what matters. At least there is. It sounds like there's a light at the end of the tunnel of swampness. All right.
Yes. What do we got?
Here we go.
Yeah.
Subject of the angel card reading. Oh, I can do that one too.
Well,
oh, clairvoyance is the subject. Archangel Raziel. I am helping your spiritual sight to awaken fully so you can clearly see heavenly love.
Oh, very nice.
Oh, that's good. You know, it's not always about work and Thanksgiving and stuff, too. There's always love in the air.
So please call us again, and please have a wonderful, as much as you can, Thanksgiving.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And try to survive. Try to survive.
Yeah.
And we hope to hear from you again. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Well,
and you know what?
I think I'm about.
I just wanted to make a comment.
Yeah.
These Thanksgiving, the holiday gatherings, except it's mainly like Thanksgiving and Christmas. It's not like the other ones, like Memorial Day or 4th of July. It seems like the other ones where it's really family-oriented.
Mm-hmm.
All of the liquor stores and booze stores, the day before, wham, people are loading up because that's how a lot of people have to cope with that.
Cope, but then
stress.
That also can bring out.
Well, it could do the wrong thing. It can loosen the tongues and the people that are holding back their thoughts. They will all of a sudden reveal what they didn't mean to say.
Well,
is what it is. All right, happy holidays to you, Mr. Mike from the UK.
Yes, well, happy holidays, but we still got, we hope, more sessions with you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, especially the folks in the UK and Canada.
Yeah.
It's not your Thanksgiving. We're going to be here after ours tomorrow night. Probably should be the exact same time.
Oh, so I would, yes.
There's no reason for it not to be.
Yeah, so we'll have us a post-Halloween party.
Post-Halloween. Post-Halloween. It's a month later, but, you know. Right.
Oh, everybody. Yes, I'm ready. Bye-bye, vlog fuckers.